This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Brian Walsh, Communications Director at the National Republican Senatorial Committee. While many people are looking ahead towards the November midterm elections, there's a critical race for the U.S. Senate in Massachusetts a week from today that could change the balance of power in the U.S. Senate and could change the way different debates on critical legislation goes down in the months ahead. At issue, of course, is the open seat of the late Senator Ted Kennedy. The race is between Democratic Attorney General Martha Coakley and Republican State Senator Scott Brown. And Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Good to be with you. Thanks for having me on.
Well, this was the Ted Kennedy seat in what has to be the bluest state in America. How did this race get to be close?
Well, it speaks to the problems Democrats are having broadly across the country. And we have our president at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue to thank for that. Over the last year, I mean, Democrats have engaged in policies. They've used that using the federal debt as their personal credit card, pushing forward a government-run healthcare system, a stimulus that cost over almost $1 trillion. It didn't work. And independents and voters in both political parties are sick of what they're seeing from Washington, and that's reflected in, even as you mentioned, one of the bluest states in the country.
Brian, one article I read today said that this is basically turning into a referendum on the health care bill. Is it that simple? And to what extent is that a major issue up there?
Well, I can't overstate how important health care has resonated in the state of Massachusetts. And Scott Brown's message has been simple. He will be the 41st vote to stop health care and force the Democrats to start over and force the Democrats to work with Republicans in crafting a real reform bill. And, you know, I'll tell you what's worrisome is that the appointed senators, Paul Kirk, as you might remember, they changed the rules and let the governor appoint a senator. Paul Kirk and the Democrats have indicated that even if Scott Brown were to win the election on election day, that he wouldn't be seated until the health care bill is rammed through. And so that's become a big issue up in Massachusetts right now, because even Democrats realize that, monkey business like that won't be tolerated.
How can they do that? Not to get too far off the campaign, but how could they refuse to seat him?
Well, under the rules of the Senate, the election has to be quote-unquote certified, and certified by the Secretary of State of Massachusetts, certified by the governor, certified by the Senate Democrat leader, Harry Reid, and all of those individuals are Democrats. So they could conceivably say, well, we can't certify the election until all the overseas ballots are counted or something along those lines. But, you know, I suspect there's going to be a huge outcry. But if that were to happen, but the simple fact that Paul Kirk had even opened the door to suggest that they would allow that to happen once again shows that the Democrats are committed to doing anything and everything to ram their health care bill through the Senate.
Brian, we've talked about Harry Reid. We've talked about Paul Kirk. We've talked about a lot of people here, except the actual two candidates. What about Martha Coakley? Is she hurting her own cause here, or is this just a backlash against Washington?
Well, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, there was an entitlement factor here on the part of Martha Coakley. She won the Democratic primary and then sat on the sidelines, thinking that because of the sheer demographics of Massachusetts, and it is, as you mentioned, a very blue state, that she would just be entitled and did not really have to campaign in the general election, and then quickly realized and underestimated, frankly, the voter anger that's taking place in Massachusetts right now. And I'll tell you, you know, she's been on the record saying that if she's elected to the Senate, she'll vote to raise taxes. And she's inexplicably claimed there are no terrorists in Afghanistan. And the Brown campaign has been very well run and very smart, and they've taken advantage of those statements by her.
What about Scott Brown? Now, what makes him a compelling candidate, or at least potentially an acceptable candidate to a majority of folks in Massachusetts?
Look, Scott Brown is someone who served our country for 30 years. He's a lieutenant colonel in the military. He's a state senator. He's never voted for a tax increase during his entire tenure serving the state of Massachusetts. So he's someone who's devoted his entire career to our country and to the state of Massachusetts. And like I said, he's been very clear that if you send him to Washington, if the voters of Massachusetts were to send him to Washington, he would be the 41st vote to stop health care. And that's very critical right now.
Brian, obviously you want to win this race because you want to win every race, and also because of how important this seat is for legislative purposes this year. But given that this was supposed to be a walk in the park, even if Coakley manages to win by a relatively small margin, do you believe this sends a shockwave across the country?
Well, I think not just this race, but the polling we're seeing in races across the country. I mean, we are in a vastly different position from where we were a year ago. Right now, setting Massachusetts aside, right now the Republican candidate candidates are up in six seats that are currently held by the Democrats, including, I would add, the vice president's Senate seat in Delaware, the majority leader seat in Nevada, and we have a very competitive race in the president's former seat in Illinois. So, I mean, Democrats, I think have dug themselves a hole here with their big spending agenda, and, you know, we're expecting a very competitive election, not just here on January 19th, but in November as well.
We're talking with Brian Walsh of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, and Brian, as we close here, what's your best grasp on what the polls are really showing now? We saw one with Coakley up 15. We saw one with Brown up 1. We saw another one dead even. So where do you think it really is?
Well, it's difficult to tell because, I mean, special elections always come down to turnout. But I'll tell you this. The outpouring of support Scott Brown has seen from the grassroots in recent days has been incredible. Yesterday alone, Scott raised $1.3 million online in small-dollar donations, which is a remarkable sum in a 24-hour period, and would certainly encourage all your listeners to visit www.brownforussenate.com, www.brownforussenate.com. You can learn more about his campaign and where he is on the issues.
Brian, it's going to be a fascinating week. We'll see what happens next Tuesday. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Brian Walsh, Communications Director at the National Republican Senatorial Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.